Chosen excerpts from Faith Above Reason, item 79, Bala Sulam. Faith is regarded as having inferior importance and as lowliness. One appreciates things that clothe within reason. However, if one's mind does not attain it, but resists one's mind, and then one should say that faith is of superior importance to one's mind, it follows that at that time he lowers his mind and says that what he understands within reason, that he resists the path of the Creator, faith is more important than his own mind. This is because all of the concepts that contradict the path of the Creator are worthless concepts. Rather, they have eyes, but they will see not, and they have ears, but they will hear not. It means that he annuls everything he hears and sees. This is called going above reason.
Questions? Okay. PT 12.
Rav, תמיד אחד ה... אחד הדברים צריך להיות בשפלות, או הגאווה עצמית, או...
Always something has to be in lowliness, self-pride, or spirituality.
Either faith above reason or faith below reason. One or the other. Of course.
If I feel disregard towards spirituality, I need to invert it into disregard for corporeality?
No, why? You need to raise the importance of spirituality. And not that you lower corporeality, you raise spirituality. That's the correct approach. Clear? It's a very important thing what you said, what I answered you. We don't look down on corporeality. Corporeality is important. We need to behave correctly according to rules of nature, according to science, all the things. Along with this, in the spiritual development, faith above reason. That's it. Next. No question.
80. With the Creator, faith is not considered lowliness, since one who has no other choice but to take the path of faith considers faith as lowliness. However, the Creator could have placed his Shekhinah on something other than trees and rocks, yet he chose this way called faith specifically. He must have chosen it because it is better and more successful. You find that for him, faith is not regarded as being of inferior importance. On the contrary, specifically, this path has many merits, but it appears lowly in the eyes of the creatures.
That's what we need to take into account. That in the eyes of the Creator, it's the opposite. And thus, in order to reach equivalence of form with Him, we need very, very much appreciate the path of faith. Meaning not according to our mind, which is built entirely on the path of reception, rather on the path of bestowal. So bestowal higher than reception.
No, namshich.
Or above reception. No questions, we'll continue.
81. Bala Sulam. The failures themselves cause one to take upon himself the discernment of a staff once more, which is the discernment of faith above reason. This is the meaning of what Moses said, "But they will not believe me." It means that they will not want to take upon themselves the path of working in faith above reason. Then the Creator told him, "What is it in your hand? A staff? Cast it on the ground." And then, promptly, it became a serpent. It means that there is no intermediary state between the staff and the serpent. It is rather to know if one is in Kedusha or in the Sidra Achra. It turns out that, in any case, they do not have any other choice but to assume the discernment of faith above reason, called a staff. This staff should be in the hand. The staff should not be thrown. This is the meaning of the verse, "The staff of Aaron budded." It means that all the budding he had in serving the Creator was based specifically on Aaron's staff. This means that he wanted to give us a sign to know if we are walking on the path of truth or not. He gave us a sign to know only the basis of the work, meaning what basis one is working on. If one's basis is the staff, it is Kedusha. And if the basis is within reason, this is not the way to achieve Kedusha.
Look
how many questions immediately. Maybe we'll go over this again later. Itafor.
Rav, what does it mean that I have to use the reason to go above reason? If it is written, I have eyes and they do not see, I have ear, they do not hear. Thanks.
How can we go in spirituality if we're not going above corporeality? We are in the will to receive. That's our matter. That's our foundation. We understand, we feel, we build in it. We connect through it, by it. The will to receive. But if we want to feel the upper reality, which manages us, that activates us, that we don't reveal it. We want to reveal it. We want to rise in the network connection between us in corporeality to the network of connection that's activating us from above in spiritual forces. So spiritual forces are all opposite forces, that we don't feel them because we have no matter in them. We are built from the will to receive. How will we feel forces of bestowal that activate us, in sum total, the Creator? And that's how he explains to us how we reach a state that we gradually begin to locate these forces of bestowal, of connection, of love, that they activate us. And we look down at them. We don't want them. We seemingly pass through them. That's it. And so he says here, you read 81, right? The failures themselves cause one to take upon himself the discernment of a staff once more, which is the discernment of faith above reason, that I have no choice. I will ultimately need to recognize in the upper system that it operates according to the force of bestowal, and that it is opposite for me, and I have no choice. I must begin to become familiar with it like this, because otherwise I don't know what's occurring with me or our world at all. Our world also is advancing towards it more and more as well. Look at all of the human beings. This is the meaning of what Moses said, but they will not believe me. It means that they will not want to take upon themselves the path of working in faith above reason. That looks crazy, right? Like to go blind with your life, your eyes closed, to act according to the force of bestowal in this system, which is built entirely on reception. Then the Creator told him, what is it in your hand? A staff. Cast it on the ground. Meaning, don't go with your principle that you were going with before. And promptly, the sooner you do it, it became a serpent. That between a staff and a serpent, there is no intermediary state. It is rather to know if one is in Kedusha, in holiness, or in Sitra Achla, the other side. It turns out that in any case, they do not have any other choice but to assume the discernment of faith above reason, called a staff, or below, Rav says. This staff should be in the hand. And the staff should not be thrown. This is the meaning of the verse, the staff of Aaron budded, meaning that all the budding that he had in the serving of the Creator was based specifically on Aaron's staff. That the Creator wanted to give us a sign to know if we are walking on the path of truth or not. He gave us a sign to know only the basis of the work, meaning what basis one is working on. If one's basis is the staff, it is Kedusha, holiness, below, Rav says. And if the basis is within reason, then this is not the way to achieve Kedusha.
Barur.
That clear? Kiev.
Дорогой Раф, вот расцвел посох Араона как признак правильности работы, но вроде как в вере выше знания нам же не нужны никакие доказательства.
It seems like in faith above reason we need no proof.
В чем тут этот признак и в чем тут проверка и зачем?
So what is this sign and?
Беемуна лимала меадат.
If I am going in faith above reason, then I reach a state that Aaron's staff budded. What does it mean that I have budding? I have reason, high, large reason, the reason of the Creator. The eyes are opened in a spiritual manner, and I begin to see, not this world, that I see it within my corporeal, beastly reason. Rather, I begin to see the spiritual world, the upper system. That's what's called Aaron's death, but in the light of chassadim, which I invite, also the light of chokhmah comes and there is budding. To this system called the staff, below. Meaning, when I go downward, I actually become wiser and more understand the degrees, the greatness of the Creator, and all of creation is opened before me. 86.
We have a friend in our tent. That is in complete devotion to the ten, to the group, does whatever he can in heart and soul. And corporeality does everything that he needs to by the book. And he's sick already for several weeks. And we pray for him. we connect around and seemingly are doing everything that we need to in order to correctly respond in corporeality and spirituality, and as though nothing's happening. Things are only getting worse. We attribute it to faith above reason and everything, but it doesn't seem like anything's changing. Maybe we're doing something wrong. Maybe we're not responding correctly.
If
the state is so serious like it sounds, then you need to advertise your request. I don't know if you can advertise his name, but it's desirable that even without without advertising the name, to advertise that you very much request the help of the whole world Kli to pray for our friends that absolutely have a very unique heaviness of the heart in these days, burdening of the heart in these days, and we will take them into account. Even without mentioning their name, above it is known. And thus, once again, we'll have a reason to connect between us and turn to the Creator. That's what I can say. And also, send me the details. Okay. That's some total. But we still have like 10 minutes. Where are we, Oren? No more questions.
82. Happy is the man who does not forget you, and the Son of Man who exerts in you. When one advances by way of witness, of whiteness, he should always remember that everything he has been granted is only because he took upon himself a discernment of blackness, and he should exert precisely in the you by way of, and all believe that he is a God of faith, although he certainly does not see any place where he has to work in faith, since everything is revealed to him. Nevertheless, he should believe above reason that there is more room to believe by way of faith. This is the meaning of, and Israel saw the great work, and they believed in the Lord. Thus, even though they had been awarded the discernment of saw, which is seeing, they still had strength to believe by way of faith. And this requires great exertion. Otherwise, one loses one's degree. Like Livni and Shim'i. This means that if it is not so, it means that one can listen to Torah and mitzvot precisely at a time of whiteness. It is like a condition. However, one should listen unconditionally. Hence, at a time of whiteness, one should be careful not to blemish the blackness. Meaning for these two states not to erase each other. You need both, and you need to know how to combine the two together. Okay, I have another choice. I also see that you don't really have questions. Later on, awaken these questions amongst yourselves. And in the meantime, let's move on to women. We started with excerpt number 80. What does it mean to put his divinity over rocks and stones? What does it mean?
Meaning we need to take into account things that are not important in our eyes and to raise them above reason, that they are the important things because they belong to bestowal. meaning that I go in this in eyes closed, that these aspects of bestowal, these are the most important things for me. Next.
Darom is asking, the fact that the Creator is not revealed yet, it means that I am not or can't be in faith above reason yet?
Once again?
Does the fact that the Creator is not revealed to me mean that I still can't be in a state of faith above reason?
Also, that's the basic condition, yes. But it depends upon which states, upon which coarseness I succeed to go above reason. Next.
Petach Tikva. Previously you said that I ascend to the Creator and ask Him to give me the ability to correct all of my friends. I didn't exactly understand. Do I need to see all the corruptions in them and ask for correction, or?
I rise to the Creator and ask from Him, give through me all the forces that can correct my friends, that can connect them together, and that in such a manner that You will be revealed between us as the force of bestowal and love. Yes. Next.
What does it mean that I correct my friends in the ten and ask for the Creator for fulfillment? What is the act of correcting the friends?
This that I'm requesting corrections on the connection between us, actually all the corrections are included in this. You don't need anything besides this. Just the connection between us. That will be to such an extent that the Creator will be revealed. Because that will be a sign that we are really connected. Next.
I can't
hear you.
Latin is asking, what does it mean to blemish the black? Darkness.
There is black and there's white. I need to receive all these elements as that I receive them from the Creator, and thus everything has its place. And what I want is only to rise above.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. So in this we'll actually end our lesson. I understand that the material is not so simple, both in the first part and the second and the third, but it's good. It's a sign that we're progressing. I'm asking only, don't forget that everything that we have to correct is corrected in the connection between us. And so, thus it doesn't matter how much I remember from the lesson, what I am doing, rather how much I can over the course of the day awaken the friends to connection between us until in the connection between us will be revealed the upper force, our source. It is present between us, just concealed. We'll make connection between us, hug, strong hug between us, until He'll be revealed. So we'll make an effort to reach it. And in this Oel,
broadcast schedule for today, 9:30, El Mundo, The World, with Dr. Michael Lightman, and at 10, Spiritual States today, Curses and Blessings.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union, l'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union, l'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arriverons.
Nous arrivons au but.